I feel like our team grew throughout that whole thing, and thankful for it there.
How big was it for you to follow 7 touchdowns with another efficient just get that consistency going?
I mean, it feels good. It feels good to get the win. It was another great team win, and we just have to keep moving. But I felt good out there. Felt like the guys were doing a great job. Receivers made some big plays, helped me out, and it was a good win.
Riley has really blossomed these last 5 weeks. I mean, he's been right up there with Deshaun numbers-wise. What have you seen from him as far as growth as a player?
He's just, he's showing you what he's always been. And I believe in Riley, and he's getting an opportunity. It's just so happening that when I'm reading out plays that, he's getting open and different things like that. He's making plays. He's a big physical receiver. And like I've always said, I love the fact that he's a receiver that does a great job blocking. And he's a great team player. And, he's blossoming. He's doing a good job.
How do you explain your road record versus your home record?
How do I explain it? Hey, that's something we got to work on. We have a big game coming up. We're going to enjoy this game for 24 hours and move forward. I know we have the Redskins coming up at home at the Link, and I hope the crowd's ready to go. We're pumped. And, we got to get a win for everybody. And I hope they're loud and, cheering us on and ready to go because we're going to need them to, keep us going.
In terms of ball placement, was the idea just to put the ball up and get the receiver
to make plays for the keeper? No, the only one that sort of got him thrown was the Deshaun where it sort of, bobbled up. And, sometimes it happens, and I was thankful it turned out for us. The one to Riley, the safety was sort of in between. I could have thrown two different routes, and I wanted to go with the deeper one. And so I threw it almost like, Riley has a baseball background, so almost like an outfielder, I threw him a little wide to let him go around him and go make the play, which you typically don't throw that route like that, but I know Riley, and I know he's able to make plays like that, so I threw it to where he made a tremendous play. And it worked.
You guys have a pretty good connection. How do you explain it? I mean, it seems like you're really the proverbial same page, you and Riley.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I have a connection with all my receivers. I understand how they run routes. I understand their strengths, and I'm very fortunate to be in a situation where we have talent everywhere. And the most important thing is to get them a ball in an area so they can make plays, and they're doing that.
Nick, sorry to even ask this, but on the touchdown pass to Cooper, the first one, did you try and throw it short for him to go get?
I tried to throw it around the safety, so if you throw it downfield, the safety can turn and go up and get it, but I threw it to where Riley went around the safety because, for some reason that's how I felt like throwing it right there, and
so
it worked out.
Basically where you wanted to.
Yeah. I probably want to throw it a little further out there. It sort of was a little shorter, but I want to throw it where I threw it where I wanted to.
Is it different throwing in the cold weather?
It is. It's definitely different throwing in the cold weather. And I know up high the wind was swirling a little bit. I could tell it was catching. You got to really cut it. It was catching it. But, that's something that I got to continue to improve on. I'm a southern boy and, played at Arizona, so I got to keep working on that. It was close. When I hit the ground, I had it trapped in my thigh, and I thought right when I hit it, it came out. But they were able to look at it in slow-mo and do all that, so I trust the refs to make the right call, and I respect their call.
How big was it to get Shady going, really through the whole game, but especially on that last drive?
Oh, huge. I think, the O-line did a great job, especially on the last drive, but they did a great job all night, and just to get him running the ball. He did a great job in open field, great job with small windows. And we have to continue to do that, and that will open up everything we do.
Now, two times you spoke to us this week, you spoke about consistency. Do you think now you have these back-to-back games, you're showing that consistency?
No, I got to continue to improve. There's a lot of things I need to improve on, and I'm never going to – that's something that I always strive for is consistency. There's going to be adversity I'm going to face coming up in any game. The fumble of this game. Defense did a great job, and that's going to happen throughout the game. So I don't ever look at it as, consistent. I just try to get better. And consistency will come when, you work to get better at everything.
Like, Nick, do you think this is going to be a week-to-week thing where you don't know he doesn't know who's going to be starting at quarterback?
I'm not worried about that. That's a question for Chip. And I whatever the situation is, I respect it, and I'm going to work hard. And I love this team here. I love, the city of Philly. Love playing for this organization. So whatever they ask me, I'm ready to go do. And, I love these guys here, and I respect Chip, like y'all know. And whatever the situation is, I'm going to be there to support whoever's playing.
So what do you think of the resume so far?
It's good, but I need to improve. There's a lot of stuff I want to improve on. And, we have two wins now back-to-back that we need to continue to build on. We haven't done a great job of winning at home, so I know that's our next big thing. So it's going to be a big game for us, and we're excited for it. I know I'm excited to be back in the league to play at home. So we got to continue to work hard and, you know, improve.
You still haven't thrown an interception this year. Why is that?
The guys are making plays. You know, there's a couple times a day where, you know, it was like the one of Deshaun that ended up being a touchdown. That, you know, I didn't throw a very good ball on that one and ended up making a play. You know, it's just going with, I don't know, it's being smart, going through the reads, not trying to force it. You know, there's going to be a time where there's going to be tight windows and I have to force it in there during situations. But, you know, I just got to continue to look at the film, ways I can improve, footwork, rhythm, you know, different kind of throws. So I couldn't tell you one thing or another. I just know that I need to continue to improve. No, I just, you know, I believe in the good Lord, and that's it. You know, that it bounced that way, and we have to continue playing no matter what. You can't worry about it bouncing the other way and giving them some or something like that. So I'm glad it worked out that way, and I'm very thankful it did.
Thank you.